topic tonight of allergies is an interesting one. An estimated one-fifth of the Western Hemisphere, as far as the population, suffers from allergies. And allergies really occur when the immune system almost just suddenly decides that a common substance such as a tree pollen or a mold spur or animal dander or dust, sometimes it's cosmetics, sometimes it's the drugs that we get from a prescription basis. It also can be over-the-counter drugs. And then even foods, the body just one day almost wakes up and says, you know, this is an enemy, and it creates, that enemy becomes something called an allergen. An allergy attack occurs when the body is repeatedly exposed to this allergen, and what the body does is it creates an inflammatory response from the immune system, and what the body does is it deems it as being harmful to the physical body, and then the immune system sends out this distress message called an antibody, and in essence what that distress message is it's instructing the immune system that the immune system is to go and seek out, disarm, destroy, and remove what it sees as a rogue foreign substance or an allergen from the body. It's interesting, in the research that I did, there was so much information on this, and so typical of many of the things that I've researched, there isn't a one-size-fits-all as far as how do we define allergies, but there seemed to be a common thread. Allergies tend to create an itchy situation, meaning that it can be topically on the skin, the eyes become itchy, the nose becomes itchy, and so that's what really goes in and defines what an allergy is. What causes allergies to develop in some people and not others is a mystery. I went through lots of books, and both from an allopathic standpoint and then also from a non-traditional to many different healing alternatives that were available and everything. And what occurs is that, again, why does one person get an allergy or not? There tends to be consistently in the research that I did that people who are prone to allergies tend to have a genetic predisposition for it. There's also some other common links, chronic inflammation, someone that deals with chronic inflammation issues, syndrome X, metabolic syndrome, tend to have a higher predisposition for allergies as well. People who have digestive sensitivities and disorders, and those really begin at a very early age. A lot of the precursor for the potential for allergies as a person matures from being that time when they basically get off mother's milk and they start ingesting food that they're going to be able to use. A lot of times at that point in time, there's a period where the body, being used to the mother's milk and all the immune antibodies and all the helpful things that are in the milk, there's a time in that period where the immune system becomes really confused and it can't tell a